This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Leanne Hansen. And this is John Mayer.
I never liked this apple much. It always seemed to be too touch.
For the past 4 years, John Mayer has been working hard to make a name in music. He tours constantly and makes his songs available on the internet. But now that he's become something of a rock star, he's realized he's not very good at it.
I rock so poorly. My love and my skill is being smooth, like stacking stuff on top of one another that just all gets together. I'm just so bad with fist in the air, pumping kind of like guitar riff. I will never make a record like that. That's kind of like, yeah. It's just so unlike me. My thing is kind of like, more like, you know.
As if I had the extra space. My clothes to wear to work. I know her hair's on my shirt.
John Mayer sings about love, about being on his own for the first time. He can also get very nostalgic, which seems odd because John Mayer is only 24 years old.
I just grew up loving being inside a house. And I'm very good at taking a small space and turning it into a universe. But the funny thing is that you grow up and memories are interesting because they're very good to you, because most of them forget the unsavory moments. They just kind of disappear. So I kind of have this really concentrated, beautiful idea of what it must have been like to be me when I was 6 years old, you know?
When did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was 13. And I years leading up to that, I would be at friends' houses and they would have a guitar with, you know, various states of disrepair, you know, numbers of strings missing, and was always incredibly just attracted to it. But I got my first guitar when I was 13.
You accomplished yourself on the guitar. You went as far as at least spending a brief moment of time immersed at the Berklee College of Music. Yeah. I mean, you took the instrument seriously.
I wasn't really ever fully schooled. I went to Berklee in 1997. I had been working at a gas station for 2 years after getting out of high school, thinking that I really had to see if my dreams were real. And some of the dreams that I had were not. The dreams of staying in Connecticut and becoming a star from home, it wasn't going to happen. And when I realized that, it became kind of choosing the least painful trade-off, you know, and that was going to school for music. And my idea was, okay, well, I'll go to a school for music. The worst thing is I'll be in class and I'll have a guitar on my lap, you know? And so I really went to Berklee not for the right reason. I didn't go for the right reasons.
I'm going to fast forward a little bit and bring people up almost up to date. You did. You left town. You went through Atlanta. You went, yeah. I mean, you did it. You started writing your music. You started getting your music out there. And you put your music out so people can access it on computer. I want people to hear some of your guitar playing that is actually available on the internet, and it is indeed a prelude to one of the songs that is in on your new CD, and it's a song called Neon.
blue gets dark enough to see the colors of the city lights. A trail of ruby red and diamond white hits her like a sunrise. She comes and goes and comes and goes like no one cares.
You know, when I listen back to that, my first thought is like, oh boy, listen to, you know, my voice is really kind of underdeveloped in terms of a voice, you know, in terms of my voice. But I'm actually really inspired by it, because I go, well, look at me looking backwards at, you know, 3 years ago, and me thinking 3 years ago that I had arrived as an artist, and looking back on it now and going, no, I'm so much more realized in my own mind. You know, it's great.
Let's hear it now as it is realized on your major label debut CD.
When sky blue gets dark enough to see the colors of the city lights, a trail of ruby red and diamond white hits like a sunrise. She comes and goes and comes and goes like no one cares.
For me, the full band Neon is what I heard in my head when I was doing the acoustic. I just couldn't wait to find a band. And I wasn't going to wait to find a band, because I saw the people who waited for bands, and all they did was make excuses for years as to why they hadn't made that record yet. And for some reason, I learned really early on that I wasn't going to make excuses. Just start doing it. And I meet people still who say they're songwriters. I'm a songwriter, too. I said, well, cool. What, do you have anything yet? Like, no, I haven't finished any yet. And I said, well, you know, you better finish a song, because if you don't finish it, you're not a songwriter. You're not even a bad songwriter. So making the Inside Wants Out, which was the acoustic record, was just getting it out for me. So I didn't feel like it was going to disappear.
John Mayer, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
John Mayer, he finally got a band, and his new CD is called Room for Squares. For more on John Mayer's music, visit our website, npr.org.
Welcome to the real world, she said to me, condescendingly. Take your life, plot it out in black and white. Well, I never lived the dream of the prom kings and the drama queens. I'd like to think the best of me is still high.